Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russia blasted the main children's hospital in Kyiv with a missile in broad daylight on Monday and rained missiles down on other cities across Ukraine, killing at least 36 civilians in the deadliest wave of airstrikes for months. Alice Rizzo from Reuters reports.
After the strike, hundreds of local residents flocked to the hospital offering water and assistance. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said emergency service workers could hear people under the rubble and were racing to save them. The attack on the capital was one of the largest of the war, he added. After the attack, President Volodymyr Zelensky, who was in Poland for a news conference, held a minute of silence and said Ukraine would retaliate for the strikes. The Russian Defense Ministry said its forces carried out strikes on defense industry targets and aviation bases in Ukraine. Moscow has repeatedly denied targeting civilians and civilian infrastructure. However, its attacks have killed thousands of civilians since it launched its full-scale invasion in February 2022.
Alice Rizzo from Reuters. After recent years of mistrust, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan attends the NATO summit in Washington starting Tuesday, hoping to reset relations with Western allies. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Analysts say Erdogan goes to the Washington meeting on a good footing, having resolved contentious issues that dogged previous NATO summits. Analysts suggest that Turkey's growing importance in Africa, Central Asia, and the Caucasus could be an incentive for the U.S. administration to increase its cooperation with Ankara. A May meeting in Washington between Erdogan and Biden was cancelled amid differences over Israel's war in Gaza. And analysts say that could again prevent a meeting at the NATO summit. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.